Sweet Anna is in town. She's been a major face around here for a while, loves Jesus, and is on a mission. So share with us what's up with you.
Cool.
Tell us who you are again and who you're connected to.
I'm Anna Andrews. My mom is Kim Andrews, and my brothers go here and have a house church for the youth.
Yeah.
I was just going to share, because I left New Life El Dorado about 2 years ago to go to Manhattan and finish my degree at K-State. And I did that, graduated in May, and that was really cool. But while I was there, I got to be a part of a ministry that works with college kids called ICTHUS, and they just have a heart for making disciples that love the Lord and people for their whole lives, and they really want to see that area surrendered to the Lord. So I got to work with them and be involved in a house church and disciple some girls, be discipled. I learned a lot about teaching and evangelizing and studying the Word and listening to the Lord in prayer. And so I did that for about 2 years, and I graduated, and I felt like the Lord has given me an open door / some calling to stay in Manhattan. I don't know for how long, but stay there for at least a year, and I've been given the opportunity to be on staff, the first female on staff with ICTHUS there, and I'll be working with a house church and discipling some women and helping women's discipleship in that community grow and stuff like that. And also, I'll be attending like an alternative seminary there called MAP, and so I'm really excited to do that. I really think the Lord's doing a lot in that town and just with people coming to know the Lord. And so I'm kind of here to just present some need I have, honestly. And one of those is financial. I'm raising money to attend this seminary and also live off a little bit. And I'm being blessed. I live with some girls up there, and so like cost isn't huge, but I'm about 1/8 of the way to raising the support I need. And so I'm just asking for you to consider. I know there's like a million things that the Lord calls us to give to, and this is just one more. But I'm just asking my family here to be praying about that. And then also, the more I do things, the more I'm aware that without prayer, without the anointing of the Holy Spirit, things are just vain, they're destructive. And so I'm just asking for my family and friends here to just commit to pray for me whenever you think about it. Pray for Manhattan, because the Lord's bringing people out of darkness into light.
Yes.
And I've seen people who have been lukewarm come to passion for the kingdom, and I've seen people who don't know much come into this knowledge of Christ and grow in that. And so I'm excited to be part of it. I'm honored, and I'm really thankful for equipping I've had here for 5 years and relationships and support I've been built into. So kind of moving on, and I just want to present that before you guys and ask for you to pray and consider that.
Awesome. So if you would like to, or the Spirit touches your heart about partnership with Anna and what she's doing, ministry among college students and those up there, please contact us and we can get you with her. But you probably would love, it'd be good if you sat down and kind of heard her heart and what's going on, and she can show you the simple ways that you could partner in that for this next year, this step of faith. So we're just so excited about Anna. Anna was always a lover of Jesus and was just awesome to be among us. And so we're just, we miss you like crazy, but we're glad you're on mission where you are. So let's pray. Father, I thank you for Anna. Thank you, Father, for your call on her life. She's going deep in Jesus, deep in the Word of God, and she's on mission. And we just pray that your kingdom come, your will be done in Manhattan as it is in heaven, and use our sister in that process. I pray for her financial needs to be met. I pray, Father, for a prayer team to arise, that she would have all she needs in the Holy Spirit to be able to make many disciples for your glory's sake in Manhattan. Lord, thank you for Anna. Pray for your provision for her. In Jesus' name, amen. Great. Love you.